a short conversation, but he has put down the big problem of human life. Most of the problems of human life are the problems of relationship. In fact, there is a saying by one great poet, "There are connections." One good sentence. There are connections. The world is nothing but connections. Everyone has connections. Right from the birth, you have connections. All connections are relationships. There are connections. All connections are relationships. And all problems are problems of relationships. All problems. You examine any problem in the world, it's a problem of relationships. There are friendships and there are quarrels. There are pulls and there are counterpulls. One is big, another is small. The small wants to be big and the big wants to swallow the small. This is the constant problem in life. There is a very nice sentence in the Upanishad. This world is such that eater eats something else, but is himself being eaten by something else. The eater eats something else, but the eater himself is being eaten by somebody else. So you might say that in this world is a world of relationships in which there is a constant eating. Each one tries to eat up the other one. And the vitalist doesn't mind. He wants to eat and be eaten. The idealist says, no, that is not correct. There should be control of eating, control in being eaten. Only then you can establish an ideal. This is the problem. Having heard this story, Videsh now has gone. Having told this story, he goes away. But Anag remains greatly disturbed. He had felt that he has come to a beautiful house, and he had imagined that as in his house, there was such a great harmony. The grandfather, sister and the brother, there was no quarrel. Everything was harmonious, so pleasant, full happiness. But here, there is no harmony, there is quarrel. He therefore wanted to see this Rupa as soon as he comes. He was waiting for her to come. And now, within a few days, she arrives. Now let us enter into the conversation that takes place between Anag and Rupa. As soon as the young boy meets Rupa, enters into her room, she welcomes him with a great affection. Great affection. And she says the following, "I have seen you earlier." Rupa has a great capacity of what is called clairvoyance. You know the word clairvoyance? Clairvoyance is a capacity to see that it is not visible. Normally we only see that it is visible. You open your eyes and see all the things around. But clairvoyance is a power to see which is not visible. You can cross the borders of the walls. You can see beyond. You can see the past which is not normally known. If a clairvoyant sees you, he can say that you have such and such father, such and such mother, such and such, such members of your family. It happened like that few years ago, which you have not told anybody. Such and such a thing is happening now in your mind. A clairvoyant can read the mind, can see what you are thinking in your mind, and can also sometimes see what is to happen to you in the future. This is a power which some people have in this world. And Rupa had this power of clairvoyance. So she said, I have seen you before and I know you quite well.